Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
I'm 7 years old, standing on a wide open field in Connecticut, looking up at a sky that refuses to cooperate. My older sister is beside me. The air feels thick and unsettled. Dark clouds in the distance gather slowly, unconcerned with how long I have been waiting for this day. The night before, butterflies fluttered in my stomach and the anticipation grew. And now that the day had come quickly, doubt grew even faster as those storm clouds rose far beyond what my eyes could see. As this day is the day of our planned hot air balloon ride, my great aunt Eleanor and great uncle Frika are with us. Aunt Eleanor was a nurse during World War II, and Uncle Frika was a German prisoner of war. When he was brought to the United States by American troops, Aunt Eleanor, this black woman from Milton, Massachusetts, was assigned to him as his nurse. Somewhere inside that unlikely circumstance, they fell in love. Their story always felt extraordinary to me, even as a child, given those horrible circumstances of war, particularly during World War II. It showed me that life could change direction without warning and still lead somewhere meaningful. Uncle Frika would later become a baker for Pepperidge Farms and work his way all the way up to vice president. To me, he will always simply be my great uncle, calm and grounded, who spoke German words to me as a child that I have long since forgotten. The kind of adult who does not seem rattled by what cannot be controlled, but also someone who was so glad that he learned from war and he was able to create a life that made him even more better. The hot air balloon never leaves the ground. A thunderstorm moves in swiftly. All of the adults whisper quietly. Plans dissolve without debate. The day I imagined and so longed for clearly disappears. Disappointment rests on my chest like a heavy, overweight cat who just snuggles up beside you so lovingly. But yet, this heaviness and disappointment is sharp and unavoidable. There is nothing I can do to change it, no argument to make, no alternate plan waiting nearby. I must accept what the sky has already decided. 37 years ago, that moment landed deeper than I understood. I learned that some changes cannot be negotiated. Some outcomes arrive without regard for anticipation or effort. Life simply shifts, and the only choice left is how to respond. The only choice is to stay focused in spite of it all. That lesson returns later in subtle, more complicated ways. There comes a point when life begins asking more than it did before. Responsibility expands. Expectations rise, circumstances change, sometimes softly and sometimes loudly. On the outside, things still appear solid. Work gets done, people rely on you, results continue. Yet, internally, something feels lopsided. The way forward no longer matches the way that you have been moving. That is not failure. It is growth that has outpaced old systems. I know this tension instantly. For several years, I operated at a level that appeared solid and sustainable from the outside. I held leadership roles in education while also navigating entrepreneurship behind the scenes. I managed teams of both students and teachers, drove initiatives, fulfilled expectations, met tedious and sometimes insane deadlines, had very late nights beyond the work hours, and I exceeded expectations with my high ambition and drive. Everyone saw someone who could handle pressure without batting an eye, but what they did not see was the cost of maintaining that image. Many people stay on autopilot during moments like this. They keep repeating patterns that once worked because they are familiar and rewarded. Productivity becomes a shield, like a knight in shining armor. Busyness becomes proof in that pudding. The calendar is filled with obligations that feel important because they are urgent. Meetings multiply, tasks accumulate, the pace quickens, and somewhere in that acceleration of that fast-driving car, you stop asking whether the direction still makes sense, despite the fact that you may ultimately crash. I have watched that happen to people that I respect. High performers who built careers on relentless momentum suddenly found themselves exhausted and burnt out by their own success. They are still capable, still valued, still awarded and rewarded, still producing results, but their internal compass definitely changed. And yet, in those moments, they didn't notice. The danger is not in working hard, but it's in continuing to work hard in ways that no longer suit where you are being called to go. Eventually, that internal tension grows so very loudly, and you can no longer ignore it. Something has to change. It then becomes a matter of life or death. Even if it is not yet clear what that change should be, you begin to notice the gap between what you are doing and what you know you ought to be doing, between who you have been and who you are becoming. That awareness can arrive very gently, like a subtle realization during a long drive, or it can arrive without warning, forced by circumstances that will not wait for you to be ready. I know this all too well. I have lived with autoimmune illness since birth. My body has always required awareness and adjustment. I do not wear these diagnoses like a badge of honor, because for years I treated endurance as a strength and ignoring limits as discipline. That approach carried me through a long career, 20 plus years in education, and everything looked picture perfect. From the inside, I was learning that sustainability matters as much as success. There's a particular kind of stubbornness, downright foolishness, that comes from being told your whole life that your body works differently. I learned to push through. I learned to create strategies for managing pain, fatigue, limitations, and I became masterful at not letting others see the effort that it took to simply be present, to simply come in day after day after day, when deep down inside I wanted to crawl in my bed and hide myself under blankets. And in that process, I began to believe that pushing through is always the answer. However, it is not. Life has a way of accelerating lessons when they are postponed, thus coming back to focus. Health challenges on my part intensified. What I could once manage through sheer determination began demanding a different response. And then eventually I experienced grief of very close loved ones. And grief shaped priorities in ways that I did not anticipate. Professional pivots demanded decisions that could no longer be delayed. The version of me that thrived under constant pressure was no longer sufficient for where life was pointing next. I remember sitting in a doctor's office hearing recommendations I did not want to hear. Rest. Resign. Retire. Establish boundaries. Say no. These felt like admissions of weakness rather than acts of wisdom. Life was coming at me fast, quicker than I was ready to handle. My focus was one day in this direction, but in another somewhere totally different, and I had no choice but to keep up. I had built an identity around being the person who could handle more than others expected, the person who did not need accommodations, the person who was there no matter what. Letting go of that identity felt like losing something essential about myself, but holding on to it was costing me everything. This is where focus becomes essential. Not the kind of focus that narrows vision, but the kind that sharpens it. Focus that asks for accuracy instead of urgency. Focus that replaces repetition with intention. Seeing yourself with new honesty changes how you lead. It changes how you decide. Think about yourself. Think about times in your life where life came faster and you still had to maintain focus despite those shifts. It changes what you tolerate and what you release. Old patterns lose their dominance when they no longer align or fit with your future. The hardest part can be not identifying what needs to change. And the hardest part can be giving yourself permission to change it. Forward movement requires, in leadership, decisions that match where life is going, not where it has been. That does not happen overnight. It happens through a series of deliberate, intentional choices. Choosing proactivity instead of reactivity. Choosing discernment over speed. Choosing responsibility without self-betrayal. I began making small decisions that felt significant only to me. I stopped accepting every invitation. I stopped saying yes to opportunities that looked good on paper, but did not fit where I needed to be directing my energy. I started protecting my time with the same intensity I had once used to fill it. When you even try this in your leadership journey, people will notice. Some will understand, others will question, and for a few people, they will take it personally, as if your boundaries are a judgment of their expectations rather than a necessary recalibration of your own capacity. Learning to hold steady in the face of discomfort is its own education. There's a particular kind of pressure that comes from being known for reliability. As leaders, you are viewed as that one that everyone else depends on. They expect you to be there when others cannot be. But when you begin to change how you operate, even if that change is for your good, it can feel like betrayal from those who benefited from the old version of yourself. However, a key to remember is you cannot build a future on patterns that are depleting your present. Learn to distinguish between disappointing people and disappointing yourself. Learn to distinguish between letting others down temporarily and abandoning what you know to be true versus where you need to go. Between being available to everyone and being faithful to what life is asking of you now. These are not easy distinctions to make, especially for people who have built their sense of self-worth around being needed. This is slightly different from people pleasing, but this gives a particular fulfillment in needing to help and serve others. When priorities are refined, influence grows naturally. People respond to leaders who move with intention rather than urgency. Confidence stabilizes when it is rooted in self-trust rather than external validation. Leadership becomes less about proving capability and more about embodying direction. Something that you may notice as you make these shifts is that your influence does not dwindle. In fact, it deepens. When you learn to make these changes in your life, people who stay engaged are those who respect you as a human being. They respect boundaries as much as availability. They understand that leadership is not about being everything to everyone, but about being committed to what you are called and chosen to do at the capacity that you have. There is a difference between leading from depletion and leading from fulfillment. When you lead from depletion, you are constantly managing perception. You are working to maintain this image of who you are as a competent person while internally raveling and shredding to pieces. You are saying yes when you mean maybe, and maybe you mean no because you are afraid of what honesty might cost you. This unraveling can lead to self-destruction. But when you choose yourself and you decide that you are going to stay focused no matter how quickly life comes at you, your decisions become clearer because they are rooted and grounded in something more stable than circumstances. Your presence is more grounded because you are not constantly assessing how you are being received. Your influence expands because people sense that they are encountering something real and transparent and honest rather than something fake and phony. This does not mean that you become careless or dismissive of those you serve, but it means that once and for all, you stop abandoning your own needs in order to meet theirs. It means that you are choosing to not be pulled in multiple directions. You are not an octopus. But now you can have wholeness and you can have peace of mind. One of the most exhausting aspects of transition is the constant second guessing. Did I make the right call? Should I have stayed longer? Did I move too rapidly? Did I hurt someone I did not mean to hurt? Did I let go of something I should have held on to? Be very cautious with those types of questions, as they can paralyze you, and the world will continue moving forward and you will stay stuck. Learn to make decisions from a different place, no matter how much you have achieved. Old patterns become power because they are familiar. They have been practiced and rehearsed. They have been rewarded. They have earned approval from people who we think opinions matter. Walking away from them feels risky, even when you know that they are no longer serving you. Release the old patterns. Learn to create space for internal steadiness, even when external demands are high. Sometimes that space is 5 minutes of silence before a meeting, or it could look like a walk before making a pivotal, important decision. Sometimes it is simply pausing long enough to ask whether what feels urgent is actually important. This is not about rejecting your duties or avoiding hard work, but it is about ensuring that your response to life's demands come from peace and not chaos and confusion. The phrase, the next best version of yourself, can feel abstract until you are standing in the space between who you have been and who you are becoming. And that space can be uncomfortable. This process is not about reaching some final version of yourself where everything is resolved and clear. It is about developing the capacity to meet each new season with honesty and intention, to see yourself accurately without judgment, and to make decisions that honor both where you have been and where you are going. The thunderstorm that grounded a hot air balloon over 3 decades ago did not ruin anything. It revealed that some forces cannot be controlled. What can be shaped is how clearly you see, how intentionally you move, and how honestly you meet what is being asked of you now. Life will continue to bring unexpected changes. Some will feel like disruptions, some will feel like redirections, and some will feel like losses that later reveal themselves as necessary releases. Your response to those changes is your responsibility. Focus is not found in perfect conditions. Even when life around you moves faster than you expect, your focus can actually grow. Focus is built in moments when life changes without asking your permission and asks for more than you expected. When embraced, those moments do not derail or sideline progress. They refine it. Life changes. That part is certain. However, how you meet those changes is where your power lives.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.